would be more appropriate. Anyway, that's just my opinion. I was on the initial LID, and I'm against it just because I bought my property conscious of that I benefit from being on Capitol Highway, but I like the access to the gravel roads. And I am also someone who has worked very hard on Sylvania Natural Area Park, which is actually a real park, not a future park. It is a park today, and it's used that way. I've gotten several Community Watershed Stewardship Program grants, and part of that is because there is part of the tributaries to the creek right there, to Upper Red Rock. And so we have this creek going down, and it's cut down about 2 to 3 feet because of stormwater drainage and such. And so I've already been working on trying to improve the conditions there and planting and the city. You know, I've spent a lot of my own personal time writing grants to get money to improve this watershed. And I'm very concerned that paving part of these roads is just creating more impervious surface. I don't think we need more of that in this particular situation where there's a natural area park right there and it's just going to collect all the water right into our poor creek, which I'm already trying to work on. things beeped.
I mean, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, I got that now. Anyway, I'm not in favor of any LID. I also feel that the presentation to us was rather disingenuous. Mr. Abbey told us that we would have to have 50% or more of the neighbors for this to even go ahead. He didn't tell us about waivers and all that sort of thing. And when we finally found out all about that was when we actually received the petitions. And so I felt a little, I don't know, like I was misled.
Are there sidewalks on Capitol Highway?
No.
No.
Only in little tiny sections.
So would you, I'm curious, would you favor an LID to put sidewalks on Capitol Highway in lieu of paving and sidewalking what's been proposed?
No.
Well,
I'm asking
her. He's asking me because I live on Capitol Highway.
Just curious.
I would probably vote no, but I would don't think I would protest if the majority of my neighborhood were for it.
Just out of curiosity, why would you vote no since you talked about sidewalks being a better purposed on busy streets like Capitol Highway?
I think because I like the feel of it being like a country-like road.
And just so that we're clear that...
And I walk it every day, and I walk the roads, all the roads that are intended to be paved every day since I work at PCC Sylvania.
There are, just to be, so there's no surprises later, there are unfunded plans. They've been longstanding to put sidewalks on Capitol Highway.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
Okay, thanks.
I think the key word was unfunded. Mm-hmm. Marsha Leslie, I live at 5445 Southwest Palatine Street. From the very beginning, this project has been under a cloud of false statements and questionable ethics, including promises made to some residents to gain their approval. By Andrew's own statements earlier, the assessment is less to those who support the LID versus those who opposed it. As seen in the photos given to all of you July 2nd, the potholes no longer exist except by the three properties supporting the LID who choose not to take part in recent grading and graveling. Access, as the streets are today, is not a problem for emergency vehicles. Regarding the vicious complaints by lots of people, the squeaky wheel gets the attention. In this case, 3 out of 19 properties, 3 out of 8 now. Not a justifiable majority to approve this LID. This LID has shrunk from 36 to 19 to 8 properties, and in all cases, not counting city-owned properties, the same 3 people have favored the project. 2 are absentee owners, and 1 has told many neighbors they plan to move, not stay until retirement. When approval for the LID couldn't be gained using the proposed methodology of linear footage, they switched to square footage. And the park being city-owned and an automatic yes, and having more square footage by itself than all the other properties combined both for and against, 84%, guess what? They had more than the 50% needed for approval. It seems almost like stacking the deck, like playing 5-card draw with 8 aces up your sleeve. It skewed the figures to achieve the outcome desired. The counterproposal of the supporters has one valid point. Yes, we want safe places to walk, but it makes no sense to put sidewalks on side streets when there are none on the main roads feeding those side streets. The Google map given to you in April shows the streets with sidewalks in green, and some of the ones that Andrew referred to do not have sidewalks. It also makes no sense to plant street trees, as they suggested, along a natural area park containing dozens of trees. Second, increased density in the neighborhood is unlikely near the proposed LID because most of the available infill sites have already been developed and sold without paved roads. The absence of paved roads doesn't mean the neighborhood is being devalued and neglected. It just means we, in Southwest Portland, like things a little more natural.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, sir.
Alan Kinney. I live at 5202 Southwest Buddington. I've been there since 93. I moved there because of the aesthetics. I actually bought the house before I even went inside it, because of the way it looks there. I'm from a small town, Ashland, and it reminds me of home. I have been in on quite a bit of the improvements on the roads over the years, doing it myself, helping, paying, and such. And what I disliked about the photos that were put up is, one, 53rd we kept that way. It kept the tourists at bay. We wanted it bumpy like that. And then part of the other part of the photos was showing property that where the people would not pay to help improve the road, that are wanting it to be paved. And so those two photos, to me, I didn't feel were very justified as a representative of the properties there. Once again, I'm against them both. I can't afford it like everybody else. I'm disabled, live on disability, and there's no way I could pay any of that.
Thank you. And we have, did you say one more?
John Schott.
Is there anybody else in the audience who wishes to testify that didn't sign up?
One more.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My name is John Schott. I live on 11406 Southwest 51st at the corner of Buddington. How I got tied in is that I have a 125-foot lot, and they want to take and pave 25 feet. So I'm going to have gravel, and I'm going to have pavement. I've been in there for about 30 years. The reason I bought the property was because there was no sidewalks, there was no curbs. It was a country setting. In the years past, we've had people on 51st move in and move out. The neighbors, we've always gotten together. 51st doesn't compare to 53rd. 53rd has been neglected because the neighbors have not been putting in any gravel. We've done gravel. We have done shingle tabs in the past to keep the road intact. We don't have the chuck hole problem. People are worried about property values. I get my taxes every year, and you know what? My property values are still going up. And so I'm just in support of not having the LID come in. That's pretty much it. And again, I'm one of those people that my wages aren't going up with everything else around us and affordability.
But just each one of these hearings is a learning process for all of us. I just want to make it really clear that the public owns the right-of-way. And if you go on portlandmaps.com, you can see where your property line is. It might now be attached to your front yard or side yard or something, but I just want to be clear. The public has the right-of-way.
Right.
So it wouldn't be a taking. The street would take away some of your usable space, but I just want to make sure you know.
Oh, no, I'm not saying usable space. What I'm saying is my frontage is 125 feet, but I'm not getting all that paved. I'm just going to pay a bill for 25 feet.
Oh, I thought you said the city was going to take something.
No, what I mean is that, no, I didn't
they're just
take anything.
Pave.
What I mean is that they're taking that 25 feet that I'm going to be billed for, but
sure.
I'm still going to have 100 feet that's not going to be paved.
Okay.
So it's not in my benefit. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I would like to, I don't think.
First, does anybody have any questions of Andrew, Abby, or Sue Donaldson?
I just have one question. Actually, Sam.
Sam, do you want to go ahead and?
No, just to Sam. One of the people testified said that when they bought their house, they were not aware of a pending LID.
Right.
Is there, is there a requirement that a pending LID be filed in some way so that a person purchasing a home would have notice of it? Or is there some way through due diligence you could learn that there's a pending LID in a normal home purchase situation?
I'll have to research that and get back to you. I don't think that this proposal is baked enough, and my recommendation to the council is to not approve it. So it's a resolution.
Well, we need to deal first with resolution 994, which tables the 51st Avenue LID. Terminate. So, anybody want to make a motion to
move to second.
Terminate? Okay, it's been moved and seconded to terminate the 51st LID. Please call the roll, Carla.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Okay, so that has been passed. And then we move to resolution 995, which I believe Commissioner Adams was speaking to. And we'll make that into a motion.
I think my recommendation to council is that we vote down, so vote no on resolution 995.
Or do you want to just send back to your office?
I think it would be, just for clarity's sake, it would be better just to vote it down. Otherwise, I think there'll be continuing concerns that somehow might spring to life.
And may I just ask, as the new guy, if we voted down, what's the earliest it could come back to us?
The earliest it could come back to us is 6 months, but I will be very honest with you. It needs a lot more work, and I just don't, with this level of dissension in the neighborhood, I'm not, in my next 4.5 years, not going to bring it back.
Is there a second?
It's a resolution.
It's just a resolution.
Just vote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's right.
I'm still new at this job here.
You're the senior member.
Oh, that's right. I guess I can't use that.
You're just senior now.
I'm rusty at being president of the council. Okay, Carla, please call the roll.
Adams.
So I appreciate the testimony, and I absolutely know that the folks that have in support of this have the best of intentions. So there are two things I need you all to keep in mind. One, we have to find ways to improve the major thoroughfares in Southwest, which means I need you to open up your minds to helping to pay for improvements to the major thoroughfares for which you might not have property directly on. The Halo LIDs. I need you to be open to that, because what's important about that is we'll get more people being able to realistically access transit stops, which means I can provide cheaper alternatives for folks on fixed incomes and for folks that don't have a lot of money to not have to drive their car every day to get to and from. I'm not saying you need to take transit for every trip, but for more trips. Right now, Southwest is incredibly dangerous to get to and from a lot of the bus stops, which means transit doesn't serve Southwest well, because we could add a lot of buses, but people still aren't going to use them because it is very unsafe to use even the busiest streets to get to and from bus stops. So I really need you to join me in opening up your minds that you might pay a lot less, but a little bit for that. The second thing is there's emerging legal decisions around the country from folks that are physically handicapped who have successfully sued to get streets paved and sidewalks put in because gravel roads in some jurisdictions have been ruled as a violation of the Federal American with Disabilities Act. You have a number of neighbors on this street who have standing in that regard. So I just want to flag that for you. So having said that, I mean, this is clearly not ready to move forward. There's just too much dissension in the neighborhood, and that's why I recommend a no vote. No.
Fish.
I want to thank Commissioner Adams for his leadership on this. This is my first month on the job, and there's some issues that I want to know more about going forward as we deal with LIDs, and those issues include claims of financial hardship and how we weigh them. The argument that's been made about a piecemeal approach versus a more comprehensive approach, and then the ways in which we get to consensus and how we weight the residential votes and the non-residential votes. Those are important issues that I'd like to know more about. I want to echo, though, something that Sam said, which is I'm the housing commissioner, and we have a huge need for affordable housing in your community. And we're looking at sites all over the place, but we have incredible infrastructure challenges. And we're trying to place housing for families with children in places, particularly on arterials, where we don't have sidewalks. And for us to be successful, I want to enlist your help in that as well, because we need to make sure that as we put family-friendly housing in your community, that we do have sidewalks and other places for kids to not only get to school, but to get to commercial districts. And that's going to require community-wide effort and support. I appreciate the testimony today and work of staff. I'm going to vote aye.
No.
Leonard?
No.
Saltzman?
I appreciate the testimony on all sides. I guess I am I'm struck by the irony that Commissioner Adams alluded to earlier, because I know when all of us go out to neighborhood meetings in Southwest or outer Southeast, you know, one of the global issues is the lack of paved roads and sidewalks. But yet when it comes down to sort of a specific application of it, that we often get mixed emotions. And I think this project just doesn't strike me as providing enough benefit to either the park or, in fact, to the city, and certainly to those who will be assessed the $500,000 to do this project. It just seems to be too small of a project and too much lack of agreement amongst neighbors. So I, too, will vote no on this. So the resolution is defeated, and I believe that's our last item of business, and we stand. Oh, I don't use the gavel. Yes, I voted no. So we stand adjourned until Wednesday at 9:30. Thank you.